Good morning, everyone. For those of us who were not able to meet last summer, my name is Father Joseph Rogers, and I'm the newly reassigned parochial vicar here at St. Patrick's. It's wonderful to be back with you. It's great to be back at the parish. Choir sounds great. Deacon Knowles chanted a beautiful Kyrie for us to get us started. Our readers, you read from your hearts, and the deacon also announced the word of God to us, the gospel that gives us life, the gospel of life every time it is announced. We're very blessed. We're very blessed here at St. Patrick's. We have a beautiful community, a beautiful parish, and I feel very privileged to have been assigned here by the Archbishop. I'm very grateful. And I look forward to all of the encounters we will have together with Christ. Today, this third Sunday of Lent, the Church invites us and calls us again to encounter Jesus Christ. All of us walk with the Samaritan woman to the well of Jacob, to the well that we have inherited from our forefathers and foremothers in the faith. And we come because we're thirsty. We come because we know that many of us have walked in the desert which is our hearts, because our hearts can be like rocks that need to be broken and splintered open by the grace of baptism, sealed and healed and elevated by the gift of confirmation, and nourished with the Eucharist. And this is the path of the elect. Today we have a particular gift as a parish family, as a community, to confirm you in your path. To confirm you as we go through the scrutinies, to let you know that the Church confirms that you are seeking the right one. You are seeking the Messiah who gives us everlasting life. That you have come to the right one. And He is the one that can quench the thirst of your hearts and our hearts. So we walk together as a parish family to encourage you to drink deeply from the living water of the risen Lord Jesus, to receive the gift of the Spirit by faith, and for us who have been baptized and confirmed to be renewed in our path and to humbly accompany them by going to the well of the living tradition of the Church and ask for the grace to be renewed. The encounter with Christ is the center of Christian experience. We always have to encounter Him anew. And He has given us 7 infallible, perfectly efficacious signs through which we encounter Him face to face with the living God who spoke to Abraham and confirmed the covenant with Israel. He speaks to us through His sacraments. And so it is at the baptismal font where the living water is given to our hearts. St. Paul in his letter to the Romans will say, "We have been justified by faith, and we have peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. And it is by this gift in which we stand that we have access through Jesus Christ to God." His language is very specific and very particular. And just as we know that the deserts, the real deserts in the world, are not exterior, they're the interior ones. Hearts that are hardened, that need to be refreshed by the life of God. So too, the real gift of access to God exists in our hearts. Our hearts are the sacred temple where He longs to dwell. And this language of Romans chapter 5, especially the first 5 verses, are very specific. Where Paul is borrowing from the language of the high priest, who could enter into the Holy of Holies and stand and have access to God. And he was the only one who could do that. Once a year, on the feast of Yom Kippur, when he would purify the temple, purify himself, and then exit the temple and raise his hands in the courts of the temple and speak the name of God. And in speaking the name of God most holy, Israel was renewed and cleansed. And so Paul is saying, my brothers and sisters, by the gift of the Holy Spirit, by the Spirit that is already working in the hearts of the elect, that is urging you on by faith, that those who are baptized have received in the fullness of the sacrament. That gift makes us a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. So we stand in our hearts before God with access to Him, with even more intimate access than the high priest ever had. And this is justification. But the logic of justification is not the logic of the world. It's not the logic that kind of pumps through our veins as we go to work and we check our email on the internet and we visit YouTube. Because the logic of grace is that it is unconditional and it comes on its own terms. So Paul can say that while we were still sinners, God died for the ungodly. And that's grace. And therefore we're justified by faith. Justification means that we are living in the fullness of the presence of God. And the Holy Spirit is the living water that keeps us in His living presence. The encounter with Christ has to be renewed every day. We encounter Him especially in the prayer of the church, in the sacraments, at the center of which is the Holy Eucharist. And we encounter Him in our daily experience. But the encounter is not meant to stay isolated or sealed in our hearts. The gift that is to be worshipped, to be worshipers in the Spirit, also urges us back to our homes and our towns and our offices. And this would include the elect. That the gift that you have received of faith, the gift of freedom of worshiping God with all your hearts, is to be shared. It is the fundamental, inspiring principle of every society, because we all seek God, and our hearts are restless until they rest in Him. The Holy Spirit is a fire of God's love. And for a lot of us, the fire will soak the coals of our hearts, but sometimes the coals can kind of seem like they've become maybe burdened with ashes. And Lent is a time for those ashes to be shaken off the coals, to let the wind of the Spirit reignite the furnace of love in our hearts. And this is why on this third Sunday, we recommit ourselves to prayer, to fasting, and to almsgiving. Prayer. Prayer is the sacred place where we have access to God, where we are encouraged every morning in our morning offerings to invoke the Holy Spirit and to consecrate our hearts and our lives to She who is perfectly filled with the Holy Spirit, the Immaculate Conception. And as we totally entrust our days and our lives to her, our hearts become conformed to the heart of Jesus Christ, because she is always living and moving to give birth to Him in the mystical body of the church. She is the wellspring of the Holy Spirit. In our life of prayer and true worship, we are also called to give visible witness. But to be witnesses, we have to first be witnessed to in our hearts. And being rekindled by the fire of God's love in our hearts, we can share the gift of faith with others. My brothers and sisters, this Lent, the Archbishop has asked of us something very particular. He has asked that each of us take one invitation, which are in the back of the church. Some of you may have already picked them up. And we are to take one invitation and to hold it in prayer and ask the Lord, Lord, who am I supposed to invite back home? Who is stuck in the desert of a world without God? Who am I supposed to go humbly to and say, I'm like the Samaritan woman too. I've been thirsty and I've been depressed and I know what the alienation and the loneliness of sin is. And I know who Jesus Christ is. And I just want you to know that the Archbishop is asking me to ask you to come home. Come home to the family of the church. and receive this invitation and just take it to prayer. Now, no family is perfect, and that includes the family of the church. But my brothers and sisters, we don't justify ourselves, and we don't boast in ourselves. We are justified by grace, and we boast in the glory of God. And therefore, we can be bold in inviting people home. And the extent to which we drink deeply of the Holy Spirit and the life of the sacraments will also be the most likely measure of our generosity in inviting people home. This Lent, if you have not been renewed in the grace of the sacrament of reconciliation, my brothers and sisters, come home to the well of Jacob. Come home to the sacrament to receive the living water. Come with sincere and simple hearts, even if you've forgotten the act of contrition or you're not sure what to say. Just come to the sacrament, to the well, and say, Lord Jesus, I'm thirsty and I want to drink the living water that will give me eternal life. I don't want to thirst again and I don't want to go to false wells. I want you. If you have not been to confession yet this Lent, please come. Please come to the sacrament of confession and be reconciled. It's one of the most beautiful encounters, and I'm humbled every time I celebrate the sacrament as a priest. And here at the parish, we offer reconciliation on every Wednesday of Lent. But you don't have to go here either. You can go to another parish, and sometimes that's easier. Behind the grill to some priest, and you can use an accent if you want when you're speaking behind the grill. Hey, Father, it's been a long time since I go to confession. Whatever it takes. But be free and be at peace and come home. And drink deeply. And in drinking, walk home with the gift of that life-giving water. To go home and tell everybody else, it's okay, go to confession. Come back home. I know that things are difficult. I know we all have difficult situations. But I've encountered the Messiah. I've encountered the Anointed One of God. And in His mercy and in His love and His grace, He's anointed me. I'm at peace with God. And I have access to Him by faith. I'd like you to have that same peace. Today, we will confirm that the elect are ready to receive the sacraments of initiation. The sacraments of initiation are the definitive incorporation of the candidates into the life of the church. It is the world series of sacraments. On the Easter Vigil, when many will receive all three for the first time, something new and glorious happens. The God of the Covenant, the God of Sinai, the God who appeared to Abraham, He appears to us in the sacraments. And you will be sent home. You will be sent home to the lands of Samaria, not so that others will believe in you, but so that your friends and your family and all the hearts and souls entrusted to you and entrusted to us can also come home and say, I no longer believe because you told me. I believe because I have come to know Jesus Christ, who is the Son of the living God, and I have given my life to Him.